With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Republican Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance says Kamala Harris' immigration policies have made America less safe.
When Kamala Harris throws shade at the idea that there are terrorists coming across our border, we now know beyond any reasonable doubt that thanks to their policies, thanks to Kamala Harris's policies, there are terrorists in the United States of America because of what she has done.
Vance says Harris has embraced an extremely liberal agenda.
We don't care what people do. We don't want them to bring it to our kids, right? If you want to get a surgery and you're 30 years old, fine, get whatever surgery you want to, but we don't want you giving cross-sex hormones to nine-year-olds. That is woke, and that is apparently what Kamala Harris has endorsed in stride.
Vance was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Donald Trump's campaign says it's been hacked and blaming Iranian actors for stealing and distributing the sensitive documents. This comes a couple of days after Microsoft issued a report detailing Iranian agents' attempts to interfere in the campaign in 2024. Also at SRNnews.com, some good news for Republicans and a new poll of voters in Montana. It's correspondent Bob Agnew.
A new Emerson College polling, the Hill Survey, is favorable toward both Republicans and former President Trump. It shows Trump-backed GOP senatorial candidate Tim Sheehy leading incumbent Democrat John Tester by 2 points. Tester's seat is one of a handful Republicans hope to flip from blue to red in November. Voters in the state also favor Donald Trump over Kamala Harris by 15 points, 55% to 40%. Bob Agner reporting.
An investigation says an Osprey crash in Australia that killed 3 U.S. Marines a year ago was caused by pilot errors. 2 Marines were killed, pilots Captain Eleanor LeBeau and Major Tobin Lewis. A 3rd Marine, Crew Chaplain Corporal Spencer Collart, survived but was killed as he reentered the burning cockpit to attempt the rescue of the trapped pilots. This is SRN News. A victory for families in the United Kingdom. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
The High Court of England and Wales has ruled that a ban on puberty-blocking drugs for children is lawful and can stay in place if the new Labour government desires. The previous regime adopted the ban under emergency powers after a government study concluded that helping kids live as the opposite sex is harmful to them. Transgender activists challenged the ban, but the High Court rejected the effort, leaving the future of the legislation up to lawmakers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa can enforce a book ban this school year following a ruling by a federal appeals court. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has overturned a district judge's earlier decision that temporarily halted key parts of the law, including a ban on books containing pornographic images in school libraries and classrooms. The law, which the Republican-led legislature and GOP Governor Kim Reynolds approved last year, also forbids teachers from raising sexual orientation. This is SRN News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed an executive order requiring hospitals to collect data on the health care costs of undocumented migrants treated in the state. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has the story.
The order will mean that the Texas Health and Human Services Commission, or HHCS, must, quote, assess costs of the Texas public hospital system imposed by the federal government's open border policies. Abbott said in a statement, quote, Texans should not have to shoulder the burden of financially supporting medical care for illegal immigrants. Healthcare officials who treat undocumented migrants will be forced to collect and send information on those patients' citizenship status to the state, according to the executive order that Abbott signed Thursday. HHCS will direct healthcare providers to collect costs associated with care for undocumented migrants beginning on November 1st. The state government will require quarterly reports on the costs, with annual reports directed to the governor's office. Bernie Bennett reporting.
You'll find more details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.